Guys, we're less than 2 weeks away from Iowa and Iowa State taking the field for the 2019 season, and things are going to be a lot different this year. Both schools are ranked in the AP preseason top 25 for the first time ever, and with sports betting now legal, many around the state are going to be watching the sport through an entirely new lens. I'm Kyle Mann with today's KGYM Sports View, and I think we can all have a very fun season. The initial lines released down at the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort when betting went live last week put the Hawkeyes season total at 7.5. For a team that I think is solid in all the areas it values most, specifically the offensive and defensive lines and at quarterback, that seems like it could be a good number to take the over. But it's not always a question of how good a team is. It's all about the schedule. The way I see it, unless this team really lays an egg, there are five games I'd say need to be penciled in as wins. Those are Miami of Ohio, Rutgers, Middle Tennessee State, Minnesota, and Illinois. That would leave us needing three wins out of Iowa State, Michigan, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and Nebraska on the road, and Penn State or Purdue at home. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not touching that Cy-Hawk game. The truth is, it's way too damn close. But the good news is that I think the Hawkeyes take care of Penn State at home because that team is set to drop off after the Saquon Barkley, Trace McSorley era, and Purdue. Because although I like the direction that program's going and they've got a lot of momentum with Rondale Moore, I simply think they lack the quarterback play to beat Iowa at home. So that would actually be an undefeated home slate for the Hawkeyes, leaving just one of those tough road wins. I'm going to put Nebraska in the not touching it category for now because, like Iowa State, that team has the potential to be a lot better than we think at this time. But Iowa has Michigan's number, Wisconsin's coming off a down year, and Northwestern, I mean, nothing against them, and maybe I should know better by now, but I just think Iowa could be better than them. All in all, I like Iowa's chances of grabbing at least one of those games, and all of a sudden we've hit our over. Iowa State's a bit tougher with their total at an even 8, but with their standing in the Big 12, again, I think we can all make something happen. Let's knock the easy ones out. UNI, Louisiana Monroe, West Virginia, Kansas, and Kansas State should get us to 5. That leaves Iowa, TCU, Oklahoma State, and Texas at home, and Baylor, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma on the road, needing 4 of those wins for the over. Right off the top, I expect Texas Tech to drop off without Cliff Kingsbury keeping that offense as problematic as it has been. I think Iowa State's defensive advantage can give them confidence against Oklahoma State and Baylor, so that's 3 right there. TCU is going to be a very winnable game. Iowa's a toss-up, and Iowa State will place no greater importance on any games more than Oklahoma and Texas. So I like their chances to win at least one of those 4 games, and again, all of a sudden, we've hit our over. Hawkeye fans, Cyclone fans, I don't really care. Everybody likes a little money, and you can't tell me otherwise. Take the over on both. With today's KGYM Sports View, I'm Kyle Mann.